The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. I'll read that again. Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light. That's a quote by Helen Keller. Eric and I knew from the get-go that friendship is important to you here at St. Mark. Not only is it important to how you relate to one another, it was actually one of the very first questions we were asked as we interviewed with you. Will you be friends with the people of our congregation? Well, after almost 3 years of being here, I can honestly and genuinely say it is an honor to call you all friends. It's also very biblical. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have called you friends. I no longer call you servants, I call you my friends." Did you know that Christians were called friends long before we were ever called Christians? Friends are important parts of our lives. They are the people that we love by choice. The philosopher Aristotle writes about friendship, and he says that the best way to develop our character is to become friends with people that we want to be like, with people that we wish to emulate with our lives. Because friends learn from each other and often take on one another's character. Being friends, therefore, with a good person is a good influence on us. Through our friendship, we become better people. Aristotle says, "What is a friend? A friend is one soul dwelling in two bodies." Jesus tells his disciples, "I choose you. I choose you as my friends and love you. I command you to also love one another. To love one another as I have loved you." As Jesus' disciples, as his friends, we are commanded to love one another. It sounds a bit strange to be commanded to love, because romantic notions tell us that that's not how love works. Love is a feeling. You cannot command love. But Jesus is not talking about a feeling. He's talking about a commitment, an intentional choice, to choose to love, no matter what, to work through the hard stuff with love. It's interesting to note that in the Greek, Jesus' command, the word that he uses to love one another, is in the present tense. And what that means is he's saying, keep on loving one another. Continue to love one another over and over again. This command is about a continuous way of life. It's not a one-time act or an occasional event. Simply put, friendship is a way of life that chooses to love again and again and again. This is the fruit that Jesus appoints us to bear as his friends. The fruit that will last, that is the fruit of love, the fruit of commitment, the fruit of kindness, compassion, generosity, the fruit of friendship. It is through loving and being loved that we discover who God created us to be. There's a theory that's called the looking glass self. And simply put, you become what the most important people in your life think you are. What would it mean for us to view our primary identity as loved by Jesus? How might our lives change if we truly believe the Bible's astounding words that God loves us? If we were to look in the mirror and see who God sees. If we were to look at one another and see who God sees. Loved children of God. No, friendship is a choice. It is truly an intentional way of life. Jesus says it is to love our neighbors as he loves us. Professor William Willimon, who's also a well-known preacher, tells a story that I think fits with this. He says, on my way out of church late one afternoon, I was chagrined to see coming toward the church, down the walkway, a rather forlorn-looking man carrying a small bag. Obviously, a wanderer, a vagabond, a drifter, obviously coming toward church, seeking a handout. This is what you get for having a church situated near a busy highway. These drifters drift through about once a week, seeking a tank of gas for their trip, a meal, a gift, preferably in cash, for their journey to who knows where. They always have some sad story of woe to tell, but in the end, it's always the same. Can you spare about $25 in cash? I sighed as I watched the man approach. It had been a long day. I had a meeting to return for that night, and I was anxious to get home. Meet him at the door, head him off, give him the only cash I had, a mere $15 as I recall, and then send him and me on our way. What can I do for you? I asked with some annoyance in my voice. I wondered if you might be able to help a fellow on his way south, he said. I'm headed down to... Yes, yes, I said. I'm in a bit of a rush, so here's all I have. A 5 and a 10, that's all I've got. The man took the money as I offered it, looked at it, and without a word, he turned and headed out towards the street. Then he stopped and turned toward me as I locked the church door. I guess you think I'm supposed to thank you, to be grateful, he said with a surprising tone of defiance. Well, I said, now that you mention it, a little gratitude wouldn't hurt. Well, I'm not going to thank you. You know why? He sneered. Why? I asked. Because you are a Christian. You don't help me because you want to. You have to help me because he told you to help me. And then he left. Professor Willimon writes, I stood there stunned and angry. The nerve of these people. On my drive home, It finally hit me. He was right. This is what it means to be the church, to be friends in Christ, friends who choose love over and over again, friends who teach one another how to love as Jesus has loved us, with kindness and generosity, friends who love with the very heart of Christ. Friends who reach out with this heart and share this love with others. One soul of Christ, many bodies. Jesus said, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus tells us, he commands us to love one another, to love our neighbors as he has loved us, to live our lives as friends, because he knows that in this life there is joy in all of its completeness. Amen.